Amen. 今天的题目是神的蒙召。
The topic of today's preaching is the calling of God.
也就是经文是帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十三到十七节。
Scripture is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through the 17.
让我们一起来看神的话语。
Let us read God's word.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十三节，保罗说：“主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。神借着我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡事领受教训，不既是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。但愿我们主耶稣基督和我们那爱我们开恩将永远安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which we were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word.
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章跟第五章谈到主耶稣基督再来的事情。
Paul mentioned in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and 5 about the return of Jesus Christ.
保罗说当主耶稣再来的时候，
Paul said as Jesus returned,
将会把得救的基督徒提到天上去。
He will gather all the believers in heaven.
当保罗写了这个帖撒罗尼迦前书之后，
And after he wrote 1 Thessalonians,
过了不久有人冒保罗的名说这个主的日子已经来到了。
After a little while, someoneforged Paul's name and told the believers that the Lord's day has already come.
那么因此保罗写了帖撒罗尼迦后书来纠正这个错误的教导。
And so Paul wrote the Second Thessalonians to correct the false teaching.
那么整体来说，帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书提到不少关于主耶稣再来的事情。
So generally, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians mention a lot about the return of Jesus.
那么虽然保罗在这两封书信里面谈到不少关于主耶稣再来的事情。
So even though Paul mentioned a lot about the return of Jesus Christ in these letters.
那么在结束这个帖撒罗尼迦后书之前。
So before he gave the conclusion in 2nd Thessalonians.
他一个实际的教导来劝勉信徒就是要遵守这些教导。
He used a practical teaching to encourage the believers there to believe.
明白主耶稣再来的事情很重要。
It is very important to understand the truth about the return of Jesus.
但是活出圣经的教导和教训更加的重要。
But it is more important to live what is taught in the Bible.
那所以保罗盼望信徒明白这些主耶稣再来的事情之后，
So Paul was hoping that after the believers understand about the teaching of the second coming.
那么在等待主耶稣再来的时候，
And while they are waiting for Jesus' return,
那么活出一个蒙神喜悦的一个生命，
To live a life that is pleasing to God.
那么刚才我们所看那段经文谈到神的蒙召。
The scripture that we just read talk about the calling of God.
那么神的蒙召从这段经文里来看可以分成三部分来看。
So from the scripture, the calling of God can be divided into three sections.
那么第一呢就是救恩的蒙召。
So the first part is calling for salvation.
那么第二点就是这个蒙召的回应。
The second part is the response to the calling.
如果你看这个大纲你会看到。
If you look at the outline, you will see.
那么第三呢就是这个蒙召的资源。
The third part is the resource for the calling.
那么首先让我们来看这个救恩的蒙召。
So first of all, let's look at the calling for salvation.
一个人得到这个救恩是因为神的蒙召。
For a person to receive salvation, it was because of God's calling.
那么神把他们从这个万人中拣选出来成为他的儿女。
God have chosen them out of millions in the world to be called his children.
就好像他拣选以色列人成为他的子民一样。
Just as he has chosen the Israelites to become his people.
那么在这节经文说，主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们。
Here it says, but we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning.
那么一个人得到神的救恩是因为神拣选了他。
For a person to receive salvation is because God has chosen him.
那么神的拣选是一个奥秘。
God's choosing is a mystery.
我们不能够完全明白这个真理。
We cannot fully understand the truth.
那么这句经文说，在天地万物还没有被创造之前。
And here it says, before the world was created.
那么神已经拣选了一些人。
God has already chosen some.
那保罗在以弗所书第一章第四节同样的这么说。
So here Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, Paul said.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him.
神爱世人，爱每一个人。
God loves the world, every one of us.
但是不是每一个人都得到神的拯救。
But not everyone will receive salvation.
只有那些被拣选的人才得到神的救恩。
Only those who are chosen by God can receive salvation.
那么神的拣选难以明白。
God's choosing is very hard to understand.
但却是奇妙的。
But it is wonderful.
Amazing.
Amazing.
我不明白为什么神拣选我。
I don't understand why God chose me.
但是我却经历了这个奇妙的恩典。
But I have experienced this wonderful salvation.
那么神借着我的哥哥把这个福音传给我。
God used my brother to share the gospel with me.
然后我的哥哥是我家族里面第一个信耶稣的人。
My older brother was the first one to believe in Christ in my family.
那么他高中毕业后从新加坡从马来西亚到新加坡去念书工作。
After he graduated from high school, he went from Malaysia to Singapore to study and work.
他一边念书一边工作。
He studied and also worked at the same time.
那么后来他在那里信了耶稣。
And he believed in Jesus right there.
那么在我念初中三那一年。
And when I was in middle school,
那么他回家过年。
He came home for the New Year.
他把这个福音带回家。
And he brought back the gospel.
我是他传福音的第一个对象。
I was the first candidate for him to share the gospel with.
因为他把这个福音传给我。
Because he shared the gospel with me.
那么一年多过后，我就信了耶稣。
After a year, I came to believe.
那么后来不止我信了耶稣。
So later, not only did I believe.
那五年过后，我的父母亲也信了耶稣。
After 5 years, my parents also come to know Christ.
所以这个神的救恩临到我的家。
So God's salvation come upon my family.
因为神拣选了我们。
Because God has chosen us.
你今天是一个得救的人。
Today you are saved.
因为神拣选了你。
Because God has chosen you.
那么神的拣选好像一个被领养的一个孩子一样。
God's choosing is kind of like an adoption.
那么被领养的孩子跟一个亲生的孩子不一样。
There's a difference between an adopted child and a born child.
那被领养的孩子是在很多人当中他被挑选出来。
An adopted child was chosen out of many.
啊，成为别人的孩子。
To become part of the family.
但是这个亲生的孩子不是被拣选的。
But the born child is not chosen.
那么信耶稣得救的人好像一个被领养的孩子一样。
So one who believes in Christ is just like an adopted child.
从万人中被挑选出来。
He was chosen out of many.
所以一个得救的人。
So for a believer.
在世界万物还没有被创造之前。
Before anything was created.
那么圣经说 他们已经被拣选了。
The Bible told us that he has already been chosen.
所以每一个得救的人在神的眼中是何等的宝贵。
So you know everyone who are saved is precious in God's eyes.
那么今天我们所看的经文也说一个得救的人是因为圣灵感动他。
And the scripture also told us today that for a person to believe is also because the Holy Spirit has touched him.
我在十三节保罗说。
And in verse 13, Paul said,
主所爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动，成为圣洁，能以得救。
But we should always give the thanks to But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.
所以一个人信耶稣完全是圣灵的工作。
So for a person to believe in Jesus, it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不是人的功劳。
It is not because of man.
然后我曾经见过一些人。
I have seen some people.
我听了福音很久都不信。
They have heard the gospel for a long time and they refuse to believe.
啊，但是有一天他突然间他明白了。
But all of a sudden, one day he understood.
啊，他的心打开了。
His heart was opened.
啊，在那个时刻，他让主耶稣进入他的生命里面。
And at that time, he received Jesus into his life.
啊，成为他个人的救主。
To become his personal savior.
那么好多年前，我认识一位弟兄。
A long time ago, I come to know a brother.
啊，他和他信主的太太去参加教会。
He went to church with his wife, who is a believer.
啊，他们去了大概有两三年的时间。
They went for about 2 to 3 years.
啊，当有举行这个布道会或者培灵会的时候。
And if there is a
evangelistic meeting or revival meeting.
Or revival, yeah.
啊，他都去参加。
He will go and join them.
那么虽然去了教会这么久，
even though he has been to church that long,
啊，参加不少的布道会还有培灵会，
he have gone to evangelical meeting or to revivals.
啊，仍然不信。
He still refused to believe.
啊，但是有一次他告诉我，
but he told me one time.
他说有一天晚上10:05。
He said one night at 10:05 p.m.
啊，他的心打开了。
His heart was opened.
啊，突然间他明白了。
All of a sudden, he understood.
就在那个时候，他接受耶稣成为他个人的救主。
He at that moment he accepted Jesus as his personal savior.
一个人信耶稣完全是圣灵的感动。
For a person to believe in Christ is all because of the Holy Spirit.
那么就如保罗说，使他成为圣洁，以致得到拯救。
Just as Paul said, it is God chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Holy Spirit.
那么神的蒙召是借着主耶稣基督的福音。
God's calling is through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那么借着人把这个福音传给别人。
And it is through men sharing with others.
那么帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒得到这个救恩是因为保罗、希拉还有提摩太把这个福音传给他们。
For the believers in Thessalonians to receive the gospel, it is because of Paul,
Silas.
Silas, thank you, and Timothy.
所以在十四节这里说，神借我们所传的福音召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
So here in verse 14 it says, it was for this, he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神拣选了帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
So Paul has God has chosen the believers in Thessalonica.
把这个救恩赐给他们。
He gave them the salvation.
目的就要是要他在主耶稣再来的时候得到耶稣的荣光。
And the purpose is so that when Jesus returns, he may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么虽然帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒承受了这么多的苦难，
even though the believers in Thessalonica had suffered so much,
但是保罗说有一天他们将会进入耶稣基督的荣光里面。
Paul said one day they will enter into the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在彼得前书第二章第九节这么说。
So it was said in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.So that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
那么这节经文说基督徒是被神拣选被蒙召的。
So in this verse it says Christians are a chosen race.
人不只是被神拣选和蒙召。
Men are not only called and chosen by God.
那么圣经说他们也是金尊的祭司。
The Bible said they are also a royal priesthood.
圣洁的国度。
It is a holy nation.
和神的子民。
And it is a people of God.
那么既然神蒙召我们成为这个尊贵的人，
So since God has chosen us to become royal,
那我们应当怎么样去回应神的蒙召呢？
How should we then respond to his calling?
一辆买回来的车子必会有它的用途，是不是？
You bought a car and it has its purpose, right?
车是用来载人的。
The car is for people to use.
把我们从这个地方送到另外一个地方。
To take us from one place to the other.
如果那个车子只是摆在车库里面，
If the car is left in the garage,
它就失去了它的用途。
Then it has lost its purpose.
你家里有没有一辆车子摆在车库没有用的？
Do you have a car in your garage that is just left there and never used?
如果有的话，你不用，送给我用。
If you don't use it, just give it to me, I'll use it.
那么同样的，一个人被神呼召成为神的子民。
Similarly, when a person was called to become God's people,
是有他的目的的。
It has its purpose.
那因此我们必须要回应神的蒙召。
So we must respond to his calling.
所以在第十五节保罗这么说。
So in verse 15, Paul said,
所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不既是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brethren, stand firm,and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us.
那请注意这节经文有两个字，所以。
So here it says, so then.
那么这个用词就是告诉我们跟上文有关系。
So then means there is a connection to the previous verse.
也就是十三节跟十四节。
Which is referring to verse 13 and 14.
因为这两节经文，刚才我们看是牵涉到神的蒙召。
Because those two previous verses talk about the calling of God.
那么神在万物还没有被创造之前，他已经拣选了。
God has already chosen us before the creation of the earth.
然后使到我们得到拯救。
To allow us to be saved.
那么一个人被神蒙召， 是有神的旨意的。
When a person is called, it's because there is a purpose from God.
就好像主耶稣把他的门徒留在地上，有他的目的。
Just as Jesus left his disciples on earth for a purpose.
那同样的，如果神蒙召我们成为他的儿女。
So similarly, when God called us to be His children,
拣选了我们成为他的儿女是有他的目的的。
He has chosen us because He has a purpose.
目的就是在这节经文所说的。
The purpose is in this verse.
就是在真道上站立的稳，而且坚守这个真道。
And it is to stand firm and to hold on to the truth.
当这个英国的维多利亚女王小的时候
，When Queen Victoria of England was young，
那么在那个时候，她不知道她将来会成为英国的女王。
At that time, she did not know that she would become queen.
所以她的导师用了很多的方法来给她做好准备。
Her teachers were trying to prepare her.
但是这些导师都感到非常的无奈。
But the teachers felt hopeless.
因为 frustrated.
Frustrated.
因为他们没有办法激发她。
Because they could not motivate her.
这维多利亚对她的学业一点都不看重。
Because Victoria did not care about the learning.
那么最后她的导师决定这样告诉她。
So at the end, the teachers decided to tell her.
告诉她有一天你将会成为英国的女王。
They told her, one day you're going to be queen.
然后听了之后。
And after she heard that,
她就安静地说，那我必须要好好地做人。
Then she quietly said, then I better live right.
当她明白她要承受这个英国女王的王位的时候，
When she understood that she one day will become queen of the country.
从那个时候她开始，她就很认真地学习尽她的责任。
At that time, then she really paid attention to study.
同样的，神蒙召我们成为他的子民。
And similarly, when God calls us to be His people,
我们应当尽我们的责任。
We must fulfill our responsibility.
然后成为一个被神使用的人。
To be used by God.
以致神得到荣耀。
So that God can gain glory.
在面对这个苦难和困难的时候。
And when we face difficulty,
要在这个真道站立的稳。
Need to stand firm in the word.
并且要坚守这个真道。
And must hold on, hold fast to the truth.
就如保罗在这里说，你们要站立的稳，凡所领受的教训，不计是我们口传的，是信上所写的，都要坚守。
Just as Paul said here, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us.
那起初神的话语是用口来传的。
So in the beginning, God's word was passed on verbally.
那么新约圣经里面起初是借着主耶稣还有使徒们的口所传的。
So the New Testament was all relying on the verbal, it was verbally passed on by Jesus' disciples.
那么后来使徒们得到圣灵的启示，把这些话语记录下来。
So later, the disciples were inspired by the Holy Spirit to write down God's word.
所以在提摩太后书第三章第十六节，保罗说。
So Paul said in 2 Timothy 3 verse 16.
那么圣经都是神所默示的，以教训、读责、使人归正、教导人。学义都是有益的。
All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
圣经的话语不是来自人，是来自神。
God's word is not from man, but is from God.
神透过人，借着圣灵的启示，把这些话语记录下来。
So it was inspired by the Holy Spirit through man that was written down.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第十五节告诉帖撒罗尼迦的信徒说。
So in Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 15 it says.
要在这个真理上站立的稳。
That need to stand firm on the truth.
并且要坚守这个真道。
Need to stand firm and hold on to them.
所以保罗在 这句经文里面用了两个动词来劝勉这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
In this verse, Paul used two verbs to encourage the believers.
来劝勉他们不要离开这个真道。
To encourage them, do not depart from the truth.
一个就是站立，另外一个就是坚守。
One is stand firm, the other one is to hold fast.
站立就是在真道上要站立的稳。
To stand firm is to stand firm on the truth.
那么坚守呢，就是要坚持的守着这个真道。
To hold fast is to, to hold fast is to
do the truth.
Hold fast to the word, to God's word.
那很多时候教会离开了。神的话语是因为教会没有在真道上站立得稳，并且没有坚守这个真道。
Many times when church depart from God's word is because they did not stand firm or hold fast to God's word.
一个很典型的例子就是在15世纪、16世纪的罗马天主教。
In a very typical example, it is the 15th, 16th century Catholic Church.
那么当时教会只有一个教会。
At that time, there was only one Catholic Church.
没有所谓不同的宗派、浸信会、卫理公会还等等。
There is no other denomination like the Baptist or the Methodist.
因为教会没有在这个真理上站立得稳。
Because the church did not stand firm on the truth.
因为教会没有持守着神的真道。
And because the church did not stand fast on the truth.
使到教会进入一个很黑暗的一个时期。
Then church, because of that, the church entered into a very dark time.
但是感谢主，在天主教里面还有一些坚守真道的人。
But thank God, in the Catholic Church, there were still a few who stand firm to the truth.
比如说马丁路德还有加尔文是一些例子。
For example, Martin Luther and also Calvin.
他们都是坚守神话语的人。
They are the one who stand firm on God's word.
所以神使用他们把这个真理带回教会。
So God used them to bring the truth back into the church.
然后因着这个缘故就形成教会的大改革。
And because of that, it led the church into
Reformation. 然后从那个时候教会就分成天主教还有不同的宗派。
So from that time on, then the church has divided into Catholic Church and all the other denominations.
或者是基督教。
Or Christianity.
因着他们持守这个真道。
Because they stand firm and hold fast on the truth.
如果你看教会历史的话，他们要付上非常大的代价。
If you look at the church history, they pay a big price for it.
他们受到迫害。
They were persecuted.
有些甚至失去了他们的生命。
And some were martyred.
那么既然我们是被神蒙召成为他的儿女，
So since we were called by God to become His people,
我们必须要在他的真道站立得稳。
We must stand firm on His truth.
然后坚守他的真道。
And hold fast on His truth.
无论在任何的处境或者情况之下，
No matter what situation you're under,
都不可以以这个真理来妥协。
And we cannot compromise.
那么基督徒的生命是一个属灵的生命。
A Christian life is a spiritual life.
是一个超自然的生命。
And it is a supernatural life.
那么当一个人听了福音之后，
So after a person hears the gospel,
信耶稣得救之后，
Believe in Christ and was saved.
那么圣经说他是一个新造的人。
The Bible said then he became a new creation.
而且圣灵内住在他的里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwell inside him.
那从今以后活着的不是自己，乃是基督活在他的里面。
And from that point on, he no longer live for himself, but for Christ.
所以在加拉太书第二章第二十节，保罗这么说。
So in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said,
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督活在我里面。
I have been crucified with Christ.And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
那并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
所以基督徒所活的出那种生命，不是靠着自己的能力。
So for a Christian to live out his life, it is not because of him.
而是靠着那加给我们能力的圣灵。
But it is through the Holy Spirit who has given us power.
所以神蒙召我们成为他的儿女。
So God called us to be His children.
他也要求我们活出一个新生的生命。
He wants us to live a life of a new creature.
圣经说他必会供给我们这个帮助。
And the Bible said He will give us sufficient strength.
就好像保罗在十六节、十七节这么说。
And just as Paul said in verse 16 and 17.
但愿我们主耶稣基督和那爱我们开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们父神安慰你们的心，并且在一切善行善言上坚固你们。
Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen you, your hearts in every good work and word.
然后请注意这段经文前面那一句。
So please pay attention to the first part of the verse.
但愿我们主耶稣基督。
Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
请注意这个主那个字。
Please pay attention to the word Lord.
如果你在旧约圣经看的话，这个主在中文圣经通常都是翻译成耶和华。
So in the Old Testament, if you read the Chinese translation, the word Lord is often translated to be Jehovah.
如果你看英文圣经的话，它通常被翻译成 Lord 是大写的 L-O-R-D。
So if you look at the English translation, the word usually is translated into the capital L-O-R-D。
如果你看希伯来文圣经的话，
But if you look at the Hebrew Bible,
只有四个字母，
There's only four letters,
也就是 Y-H-W-H。
And it is YHWH.
当然不是，这个是把它 transliteration, YHWH.
Of course, that's the translated version.
那么后来人把它加那个字母，就是 Yahweh.
But later, men put two more letters in it, and it became Yahweh.
因为 YHWH 是不能够拼音的。
Because you cannot really pronounce YHWH. 我们
必须要加些元音下去才可以拼出来，是不是？
You have to put some vowel in it for it to.
所以你看到以色列人对神那种敬畏。
So you can see the reverence that the Israelites have given God.
到了那种地步，他们不能够用一个名词来称这位神。
It is to the point where they cannot use a word.To call this God.
所以这个名称是指那位自有永有的神。
So this word means he is the eternal God.
也就是当摩西在这个燃烧不尽的小树面前来向神说话的时候。
And it is when Moses was talking to God in the burning bush.
摩西问你到底是谁？
Moses asked God who he is.
我中文圣经说他翻译成。自有永有，英文翻成是 I am who I am.
So in the Chinese Bible, it was translated as I am who I am, just as in English.
那么我们看这节经文的话，那个主啊。
So the verse, the in this verse, the word Lord.
但愿我们主耶稣基督这个主。
So now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, the Lord here.
那么这个主跟旧约圣经那个主，或者亚伟耶和华是相同的。
So this is the same word used in the Old Testament, Yahweh or Jehovah.
换句话说，主耶稣就是那位自有永有的神。
In other words, Jesus Christ is the eternal God, the I am who I am God.
他是那位创造天地万物的神。
He is the one who created the heaven and the earth.
因此，他是我们的山寨，他是我们的帮助。
And because of that, he is our strength and he is our fortress.
然后基督徒的生命不是靠着自己。
A Christian lives not according to his own might.
而是靠那个加给我们力量那位神。
But it is through the strength that was given to us by God.
他会把那个永远的安慰、美好的盼望赐给我们。
He will give us the eternal hope and also the comfort.
不单如此，他将会将一切的善行而善言上来坚固我们。
He will also strengthen us through every good work and good word.
所以神呼召我们成为他的儿女。
So God called us to be His children.
他要求我们在真理上要站立得稳，并且要持守这个真道。
He demands us to stand firm in the truth and hold fast to the word.
但是他并没有要求我们靠着我们的能力活出这个基督的样式。
But He did not demand us to live like Christ through our own power.
他会提供我们的帮助。
He will give us strength.
只要我们愿意信靠他。
As long as we're willing to trust him.
在1916年的时候，有一个人的名字叫做Hetty Green.
In 1916, there's a lady called Hetty Green.
那年是她去世那一年。
That is the year she passed away.
这个是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
Hetty Green 的生命是一场悲剧。
Hetty Green's life was a tragedy.
她是一个没有生命的人。
She is a person without life.
活在人群当中。
She lived among men.
所以当 Hetty 去世的时候
，When Hetty passed away，
她的产业价值是$10,000,000。
Her worth is $100,000,000.
你可以想象1916年$10,000,000是多少钱？如果是今天的话
，You can imagine how much money it was for one hundred million dollars in 1916 compared to today.、
虽然他有这么的产业，但是他却过着一个很贫穷的一个生活。
Even though she's worth so much, she lives in poverty.
他吃的是冷的燕麦。
She eat.Cold oatmeal.
因为热的燕麦需要花钱来把它烧热。
Because in order to have hot oatmeal, she's going to have to spend money to warm it up.
那么当她的孩子的脚发炎的时候
，And when her child's leg was infected,
那她没有立刻带她去看医生。
She did not take him to see a doctor right away.
那她希望找到一个不收钱的医生。
She was trying to find a doctor that would treat for free.
那么后来他的孩子的脚必须要被锯掉。
So because of that, the child's leg has to be amputated.
那么 Hetty Green 就这么过了一生了。
So that's how she lived her life.
她有很多的钱。
She has a lot of money.
但她却选择过着一个很贫穷的一个生活。
Yet she chose to live a life of poverty.
我是的，今天有不少称自己是基督徒的人。
Yeah, today there's a lot of people call themselves Christians.
好像 Hetty Green 一样。
Just like Hetty Green.
虽然他们有一位创造天地万物的主。
Even though they have a Lord who is the Creator God.
这么富有的神。
Such a rich God.
但是他们却活在这个贫穷的属灵生命里面。
Yet they live a spiritual poverty life.
神呼召你跟我。
God had called you and me.
把这个救恩赐给我们。
He has given us salvation.
他也要求我们要在这个真道上站立得稳。
He demands us to stand firm in truth.
要持守着这个真道。
And to hold fast to the truth, to the word.
但是我们必须要明白。
But we need to understand.
不是靠我们自己。
It is not through our own strength.
而是靠那加给我们力量的圣灵。
And it is through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
因为基督徒的生命是一个超自然的生命。
Because the life of a Christian is a supernatural life.
让我们遵守神的话语。
Let us obey God's word. Let us meditate on today's message. Let us come before the Lord. God had called us to become His children.
目的就是要我们在他的正道上站立得稳。
In order for us to stand firm in the truth.
坚守他的正道。
And to hold fast to His word.
然后同时神也要我们明白知道。
God also wants us to understand.
不是靠我们自己的力量。
It is not through our own strength.
而是靠神借着圣灵加给我们的力量。
But it is through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
让我们遵守神的话语。
Let us obey God's word.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Our dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你增加我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们更加的信靠你。
Help us to trust you more.
活出一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
And to live a life that is pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.